What's up, guys? We went rail biking yesterday and we ended up getting drenched. Yesterday was all sunny in Taipei, so mom's like, hey, how about we go ride a bike? I had to go to piano class that day, so I strongly disagree. I told her I'll be too tired to go biking, but she still got it her way. So later that day, we drove far away to go rail biking. On the way there, she was all bragging about how you can see the awesome view of the sea and the mountains and stuff. That's when it started raining, but she told Ginger and I that it was no big deal. By the time we arrived, we had to take out our umbrellas and jackets so we wouldn't get wet. We still got drenched, but it turns out rail biking was not so bad. It was actually pretty fun. If I could, I would go again. The Parable by Emily John. Chapter 4. Aw, dang it. I can't believe I'm lost in the hallway. I look at my watch and realize I can call Nathan. I dial his number and wait for him to pick up. After a few seconds, he finally picked up. Aren't you supposed to meet Jared? He asked. Yeah, but I kinda got lost in the hallways, and I can't find him. So you might have to come and find me. Nathan laughs and hangs. Does that mean he's coming? I say out loud. I hear footsteps. Nathan, I'm here. He didn't respond. As the footsteps get louder, I start to hear sound of nails scratching on the wall. What are you doing, Nathan? There's a turn in front of me, so I can't see him or what he's doing. I'm just about to walk forward when I see a foot. A wrinkled grayish-brown colored foot with long, sharp yellow nails scraping on the ground. You're not Nathan. It looks like Apparel, the one Dale is fighting. Did it escape? The monster steps out and growls. I back off until I bump the wall. I look around. If I go forward, I will be killed by Apparel. If I go back, there's a room that's labeled Workers Only, Do Not Enter in big red capital letters. There are smaller letters under, but I can't see them. Of course I'm going to the room that I'm forbidden to go into. I take a look at the peril, then set off, running straight to the room. It follows me, running on all fours like a dog. I reach the door and grab the handle. Then I see the small letters under the warning sign. Peril storage room. Enter and you'll die. Uh-oh. I turn back, but see the monster stare at me, drooling. It looks hungry. I think that maybe these other monsters behind the door might not be hungry, so they won't kill me. I bet the workers feed them 5 times a day. That thought convinced me to open a door and escape the drooling monster behind me. I hear distant announcement over the PA, but I can't hear what they're saying. I reach for the doorknob with my hands shaking crazily, thinking about how many monsters might be behind this door. I think the monsters must be in cages, so there will be no way they can attack me. I walk in the room and close the door. I made sure I locked it so the peril can't eat me. The lights turn on when I enter the room. I turn and gasp in surprise. There are no cages in the room, just glass tubes with monsters inside. They look like they've been put to sleep. There's liquid in the tube filled to the top, which makes me wonder how they can breathe. Whoa, this place is cool, I whisper to myself. Just then I hear footsteps in the hallway. Uh-oh, someone's coming in this room. And they will bust me and I probably will get punished. I hide behind a tube in the back of the room. I find the light switch on the wall and turn the lights off. The footsteps got louder and louder. Then I hear a scream that cut through the air. Then the sound of Apparel growling. I bet the peril that was chasing me is attacking the person outside right now. My watch starts beeping. It's Nathan. Where are you? He asks. So I was on my way to see Jared, then I got lost in the hallways. Then I told you to come save me, but you never did. After that, I bumped into a peril that escaped, and it wanted to eat me, so I ran into the crazy room filled with glass tubes and monsters. Now a person is being attacked by the peril I bumped into earlier. How do I get out? Wait, you said a peril escaped? He asked. Yeah, now tell me, how do I get out with a peril just outside the door? Is there a vent or something? And Jared keeps asking me where are you, and you wouldn't pick up. I check my watch and see 5 missed calls from Jared. I see a vent on the ceiling. I see a way out, and you better come and find me. I hang up and walk towards the vent. I climbed on the wooden shelf right under it and opened the vent. Just then, I step on a button and an alarm goes off. This is not good, I hear. I say. I hear the peril running away, scared by the sound. I bet workers will start rushing into this room and check what's going on. I quickly climb into the vent and crawl away. I call Nathan and ask him where does the other end of the vent leads to, and he replies, a hallway in front of the basement. Perfect, I think. This way I won't be seen. I crawl through the vent until I see light. I push the vent open and realize something.